You are listening to Direct Colors Podcast, Episode 37, Acid Stain, Concrete Indoors and Out. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for joining us. Acid Stain Concrete is a popular option for both floors and patios. But what are the acid stain pros and cons, and how do homeowners or businesses know if acid stain is the right choice for their project? That's when Direct Colors can help. Here to talk about the options for acid stain concrete is Direct Colors General Manager, Shauna Turner. Welcome back to the podcast, Shauna.
Thanks, Tyler.
So, what are the advantages of acid-stained concrete floors and patio?
Without question, acid-stained concrete makes outdoor concrete look beautiful and increases your home's overall curb appeal. Acid stain is a chemically reactive stain that permanently alters the color of the concrete, which is particularly beneficial for patios and other outdoor concrete exposed to weather and wear over time. As for concrete floors, I think our customers probably appreciate the ease of cleaning and low allergens the most over time, especially if they have pets. Every acid stain floor application is unique, and it gives your home a stunning look without being ridiculously expensive, which I think most people appreciate. Acid stain, sealer, and floor wax are a very durable flooring system. Give you many years of use without refinishing or stripping. I removed the carpet in my home about 7 years ago because of allergies, and I was just sick of carpet in general. I used the DCI concrete overlay to create some texture on the floor, acid stained with shifting sand, and highlighted with Sorrel DCI concrete dye. And then finally, I sealed both with the DCI water-based sealer as a primer, and then finally the 550 glossy polyurethane as a top coat. My floors still look great, and I've never done more to clean them than a mop and a very light dishwashing soap and water solution, if that. It's a huge improvement over carpet, I can tell you.
Since acid stain is a chemically reactive stain, I would think the quality and condition of your concrete would be important. How do you know if acid stain is a good choice for your project?
That's a very good question. It's true that not all concrete is a good candidate for acid staining. Sometimes concrete floors, especially in basements and garages, are too smooth to acid stain and need to be profiled. Or in the case of outdoor concrete, patios are too eroded to get a good reaction with the stain. We have a comprehensive guide on our website to help DIYers determine if their concrete is ready for acid staining or not. The first page of the guide has a short list of questions and tests that, if followed, significantly reduce the chances of problems during the process. We also have guides specific to our most popular projects, including patios, basement floors, concrete floors, and garages. We try to provide design tips and product recommendations to our customers that will help them get the best results with the least aggravation possible. Of course, doing a test area on the actual concrete first using acid stain samples does confirm whether the acid stain will react well with the concrete or not, and we highly recommend testing before ordering product for the larger project.
That makes good sense. If I were a first-time DIYer starting with a small acid stain concrete floor or patio project, what would you recommend?
Most of our DIY homeowners begin with a patio or possibly a bathroom acid stain concrete floor project. Both are manageable in size and scope for most handy individuals. With this in mind, Direct Colors created the DIY acid stain kit for homeowners that includes all the tools and products needed to complete a 200 square foot indoor or outdoor acid staining project. In fact, we just recently finished a brief video describing the kit contents and how to use them. I'd encourage new customers to check that video out to get a better idea of what's needed for the project. If you have a slightly larger patio or floor, we also have a DIY acid stain kit add-on that has the cleaner, the neutralizer, acid stain, and sealer for an additional 200 square feet. If you have a larger project, say 400, 600 square feet, you would just purchase the additional add-on kits to meet whatever needs you may have, and that's very handy.
We haven't really discussed sealer options, but how would you choose between the sealers available in the kit?
As a general rule, I recommend using water-based sealers indoors and the sprayable satin finish sealer outdoors. Water-based sealers, either high or satin gloss, are low odor and can easily be applied even in an occupied home or a basement with little ventilation. Having said that, we do have a number of customers who really want a wet look high gloss sealer, and we don't want to tell them no. We prefer to use our AC1315 high gloss sealer, and that's fine as long as there's excellent ventilation to the outside during the application and the customer is wearing a respirator to apply. Safety first. Our AC1315 can also be used outside, but I'd reserve that for heavily textured, porous, or stamped concrete. Our sprayable satin finish sealer is really the better choice for smoother outdoor concrete, especially around pools or on any surface that could become slippery when wet, and that includes garage floors too. The sealer looks great, it's very durable, and it won't turn your concrete into an ice skating rink when wet, which is very important to most owners, including myself. Now, if you'd prefer a matte concrete finish, the DCI penetrating lithium hardener sealer can be used on floors or outdoor concrete, is a great deal on patios, driveways, and garage floors in particular, because it's a one-time application sealer and is very salt resistant. So for folks living in very cold climates, that's a valuable selling point for sure.
That's extremely helpful information and will no doubt inspire DIYers to get started with their first decorative concrete projects. Don't forget to check out our new video, Unboxing a DIY Acid Stain Kit, on our website, directcolors.com, or on YouTube. If you have questions about your project, call one of our expert technicians at 877-255-2656 and we'll help you select the best products and technique for your needs. If you do prefer email, send in a free online design consultation and we'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. Direct Colors DIY Home Improvement Podcasts are produced twice monthly for your enjoyment and show notes can be found at directcolors.com/listen. Feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, and Instagram. I'm Tyler Thompson, and thanks again for listening.